Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive into the stocks that matter most in tech right now. Today we're breaking down Applied Materials, ticker AMAT, and looking at why this semiconductor equipment leader continues to attract serious attention amid the AI buildout. Applied Materials sits at the heart of the chip-making supply chain, providing the tools and services that let manufacturers push silicon to its limits. With AI demand accelerating across advanced logic, DRAM, and packaging, the company has posted record revenues and expanding margins that reflect real operating leverage. Founded in 1967 and headquartered in Santa Clara, Applied Materials now employs about 36,000 people and generates the majority of its business from semiconductor systems, applied global services, and a smaller display segment. CEO Gary Dickerson has steered the firm through multiple cycles, emphasizing innovation in deposition, etch, and inspection tools that are essential for next-generation chips. The company serves customers across Taiwan, Korea, China, the United States, Japan, and Europe, giving it broad geographic exposure to the global semiconductor buildout. Looking at the latest fiscal year breakdown, Semiconductor Systems delivered roughly $20.8 billion, Applied Global Services added $6.4 billion, and smaller reconciling items brought the total to about $28.4 billion. Geographically, China remains the largest single market at $8.5 billion, followed by Taiwan at $6.9 billion, Korea at $5.6 billion, and the United States at $3.1 billion, with the rest spread across Japan, Southeast Asia, and Europe. This mix shows both the strength of leading-edge foundry and memory spending, plus the recurring revenue stability from the services business. On the earnings front, fiscal 2025 came in with revenue of $28.37 billion, operating income of $8.29 billion, and net income of $7.1 billion, translating to diluted EPS of $8.66. That compares favorably with the prior year and reflects continued margin expansion driven by higher value tools and services growth. Operating leverage has pushed gross margins near 49% and net margins above 29%, levels the company hasn't seen in decades. Management commentary from the most recent earnings call highlighted sustained AI-driven momentum, with particular strength in advanced logic and DRAM spending. Executives pointed to 30% systems growth in certain categories and noted that AIX software is helping customers improve yields and throughput. They also addressed China exposure by emphasizing that the company is navigating trade restrictions while still seeing demand from multiple regions. Overall tone was constructive, with confidence that the current cycle has further room to run. Turning to the balance sheet, total assets reached $36.3 billion, with cash at $7.2 billion, and total debt remaining modest relative to equity. Free cash flow came in at $5.7 billion for the year, supporting both dividends and share repurchases. Return on equity sits near 40% and return on invested capital above 21%, underscoring efficient capital deployment in a high-margin business. From a valuation standpoint, the stock trades at roughly 40 times trailing earnings and about 11.8 times sales, premiums that reflect the company's growth profile and market position. Forward multiples have compressed somewhat as earnings estimates rise, and the dividend yield sits around 0.44%, with a payout that remains conservative. Relative to peers, AMAT offers a diversified toolset and software edge that many investors see as justifying the current multiple. On the strength side, record revenues, expanding operating leverage, and leadership in key deposition and etch technologies stand out. Weaknesses include ongoing exposure to China trade policy and the capital-intensive nature of the business. Opportunities center on continued AI infrastructure spending and new advanced packaging demand, while threats involve industry cyclicality and potential slowdowns in memory or logic investment cycles. Over the past year, the shares have delivered more than 113% total return, with the three-month period alone adding over 70% as AI enthusiasm broadened beyond the mega-cap names. The stock has comfortably outpaced the broader semiconductor industry on a one-year basis, while maintaining relatively contained volatility given the beta near 1.65. When we run a discounted cash flow analysis using conservative 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth assumptions, the model points to an intrinsic value in the low $130 per share. That sits well below the current market price, suggesting the stock is pricing in strong continued growth and margin expansion over the next several years. Adjusting for different growth scenarios or higher terminal rates can lift the DCF value into the $160 range, but even those figures remain below today's levels. Investors are essentially paying for execution on AI-driven semiconductor demand and the company's ability to sustain high teens revenue growth plus further margin gains. All told, Applied Materials remains a core holding for anyone looking to play the semiconductor equipment space with a balance of growth and recurring services revenue. The company is executing well, margins are expanding, and the AI tailwinds look durable for the foreseeable future. As always, keep your position sizing disciplined and do your own research before making any moves. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.